Like the blob, the cybersecurity problem seems to keep growing and harder to see around. A new emerging threat comes from artificial intelligence, with its potential to take attacks and countermeasures up many notches. That's what a group called the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown University plans to research. Joining me with more, the center's director of the Cybersecurity and AI Project, Ben Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Artificial intelligence and cybersecurity, you hear that more and more in the same breath. Tell us what is going on. How does artificial intelligence intersect with cybersecurity?
We've seen this theorized intersection for a long time, where people have wondered what artificial intelligence might do for offensive cyber operations, hacking, as well as for defensive cyber operations, guarding against hacking. And what I think has changed a lot in the last couple of years is we've seen more practical evidence that this is actually a real intersection that presents real policy questions. And what we're starting to do at the Center for Security and Emerging Technology is think about how those policy questions affect national security more generally, what the U.S. government needs to do, and what private researchers and industry need to do to keep up with this increasing convergence between AI and cybersecurity.
But while the policy is hashed out, do operators need to be prepared for artificially driven cyber attacks and have some technical response while the policy comes along behind it?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that some of the most significant cyber attacks we've seen to date have some automated component to them. If you look at Stuxnet, the attack against the Iranian nuclear facility, or more recently an attack called NotPetya, one of the most destructive cyber attacks in history, there were automated elements to them. It's worth stressing that automation was still fairly rudimentary. It's lagging behind where we see automation in other disciplines, where we see a lot of machine learning and newer technologies being deployed. One of the concerns we have is that you might see those more powerful automation techniques, again like machine learning, applied to offensive cybersecurity. And we're curious and concerned about what that might mean more generally for the cybersecurity environment.
When I think of artificial intelligence, I think of something that learns and responds and therefore changes its own code as time goes forward. And so if cyber attacks were able to do that, that means they could react to, in real time, I guess, or in near real time, to countermeasures. So then, therefore, the countermeasures would have to keep learning. And you've got this escalation going. Is that a good way to look at it?
Yeah, I look at it as speeding up the cat and mouse game that has long been the driving dynamic for cyber operations, the cat and mouse game between offense and defense, attack and defense, countermeasure and response. And what we are concerned about, what we're interested in, is the way in which automation changes this game, speeds it up. And as you quite rightly suggest, the capacity for deep learning systems to adjust changing circumstances makes it quite likely that we'll start to see these technologies deployed on both offense and defense as this game continues.
Yeah, that's a tricky technical question because things, instead of happening at the speed of someone reacting with their mind, things are happening at silicon and software execution speed, basically.
That's right. We sometimes hear this described as machine speed versus swivel chair speed. And you'll hear a lot of people talk about how that changes broader dynamics. We're not coming to any conclusions yet, and it's important to say there's a lot of hype out there. And our job here is to find the facts and cut through the hype and to see what's real and not to perpetuate the hype. But we do think there's significant topics in this intersection that deserve serious study.
We're speaking with Ben Buchanan. He's director of the Cybersecurity and AI Project at the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown University. And how would one know when you're seeing a artificially intelligence-driven cyber attack?
Well, if you observe techniques in the code that suggest the use of neural networks or machine learning in offensive cyber operations, that would be a significant step change from what we've seen thus far. As I said before, a lot of the automation we've seen in cyber attacks has been comparatively rudimentary when set against the automation we see in other areas. If we started to see that change, and we could observe that through forensic analysis of the attacks in the wild, then that would be a significant sign that AI really is shaping the future of offensive cyber operations.
And commercially, do the tools exist to be able to say, yeah, this one looks like it has neural network characteristics, and therefore, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. We certainly do have a large and growing cybersecurity industry that can do that kind of forensic analysis. And it's also worth saying we already have seen machine learning used on the defensive side as a wide component of many of the tools that are on the market today have this machine learning technology within them and are a key part of that posture.
And earlier we started a theme about how this might affect policy. What policies might it affect and what effect could AI have on cybersecurity policy?
Yeah, there's a couple of dimensions to this that are quite interesting. The first one, I think, is just this is another layer to a complex technical landscape. And whatever one's policy goals, I think it's fair to say that one has to understand the technology first. And this has the potential, and I think the likelihood, of complicating the cybersecurity landscape and making it harder for policymakers to figure out what's going on and why. So that's the first baseline thing. And then the second effect, if indeed the prediction that so many have made about removing humans from cyber operations or diminishing the role of humans in cyber operations comes to pass, that has interesting effects on escalation and posturing between nations in this digital arena where we really haven't worked out a lot of how all this would work. And again, it's all very early, it's all very speculative, but we think this is an important subject and that's only going to grow in its importance in the years to come.
It's almost parallel to the way the military thinks about autonomy and robotics. They're kind of timid about autonomy because it takes the decision to, say, kill an enemy or destroy something out of direct human command and into a machine. And then they're worried that decision could be understood or second-guessed later on.
That's right. There's a couple interesting similarities and differences. One of the differences that's notable is people tend to die far less frequently in cyber operations than doing conventional kinetic operations. And the net effect of that is I wonder if the government is more likely to be willing to apply autonomy to these operations because there's less a risk of a death, or at least perceived less risk of death. The second risk is it does seem as a provisional statement that there will be gains in cyber operations that are of an order of magnitude greater from applying autonomy than you see in conventional operations. In other words, whether it's a human piloted plane or an autonomously flown plane, the laws of physics still apply and they'll provide some constraint on what the plane can do. Yet with cyber operations, you can imagine a world in which automated cyber attacks move much, much, much more quickly than a human-directed cyber attack because the laws of physics are digital laws and the speed of light and computational speed. So there might be more upside, in fact, for automation in this arena than in the conventional weapons arena, though, again, it's a little bit too early to say definitively.
Ben Buchanan is director of the Cybersecurity and AI Project at the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown University. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good to be with you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Today, banks are expected to be open and secure. That's why IBM has designed the first financial services-ready public cloud that gives you the best of both worlds, so banking can be easier for banks. Visit ibm.com/financialcloud to learn more. IBM, let's put smart to work. Today, banks are expected to be open and secure. That's why IBM has designed the first financial services-ready public cloud that gives you the best of both worlds, so banking can be easier for banks. Visit ibm.com/financialcloud to learn more. IBM, let's put smart to work.